And Corin Stembridge on the internet is talking about dinosaurs.
This past May, the famous Field Museum of Natural History unveiled the largest and most complete Tyrannosaurus rex ever discovered. The 42-foot-long, 7-ton T-Rex is named Sue, after Sue Hendrickson, who discovered the skeleton in 1990 while on a dig in the Black Hills of South Dakota. Now, if you have children, you've probably seen Disney's new Jurassic visual extravaganza, Dinosaur. And chances are you've seen other movies and read countless books about dinosaurs. In fact, your house may well be bursting with dinofrenalia. You may have even caught yourself singing as you put that plastic Stegosaurus family back into the toy box yet again. I love you, you love me, along with a certain purple dinosaur beloved by preschoolers. Okay, so you're maxed out on dinosaurs. I hear you. But before you pull the plug on paleontology, you just have to log on to Chicago's Field Museum's Sue website and show your kids the real thing. Sue is 67 million years old, but she doesn't look a day over 45 million. Her skull alone weighs over 600 pounds, so heavy, in fact, that they had to make a plaster cast of it to attach to the structure that supports Sue's skeleton. The funny thing is that in the middle of that huge head is Sue's brain cavity, and it's only large enough to hold about a quart of milk. The site is easy to use, full of pictures, and filled with pithy facts, just the kind of information your young dinosaur hunter will want to soak up to be used later in a discussion with classmates. Since 1900, when the first T-Rex skeleton was found, only 7 have been discovered with 50% or more of their bones intact. It took some 25,000 hours to clean, repair, and reassemble Sue's nearly complete skeleton. Now, what would it cost your family to have a Sue of your very own? The Field Museum, in partnership with McDonald's and Disney, purchased the skeleton for almost $8.4 million at an auction at New York's famous Sotheby's. The Field Museum's Sue website is a fabulous virtual field trip not to be missed, even for the dino-fatigued.